I have another question. So, following the other question that I asked, here's an example. Say, you see something that you like and you want to steal it and you get the thoughts about it, but you don't do it. Is that considered a sin or no?
Well, I think we should answer it this way. The scripture does confirm that we sin in word, thought, and deed. We were speaking, Brother Chuck was responding to the thought of temptation, right? And so temptation in and of itself is not sin. It's when we act upon that temptation. But we of ourselves, you know, we might sit in this empty room, there's no one here, and then we might have some thoughts that enter our minds, right, that have come up from what is in our hearts, that old man, that is sinful, right? And so we have to acknowledge that we sin in word, thought, and deed. And I can't read your thoughts, but the Lord knows what is in my mind. So we want to be careful with all of these things. And I want to just suggest this, young people, because these things are real, the lives that we live, the struggles. And I want to go back to what the scriptures have here and what Brother Amo brought before us. The reason why we struggle is because the old man is still very much alive.
That's right.
We have given him control. When the word of God says our old man, right, is crucified, what the scriptures really want us to make the mental adjustment, our thinking, is that we want to live unto God. We want to live pleasing unto him, to walk worthy of him. And so we have to adjust. You see, the old man in the boat, he came with the boat. We came along, this old nature is here already.
Yep.
But thanks be to God, we've got a new nature, that there's a new man. But now, how do I live in the good of the knowledge that we know that the old man is crucified, but I've got this new life? It is how we adjust our thinking. And I want to tell us, young people, this is literally, really how we must live. Hmm. When we get up every day, we have to be in this book. We have to pray. We have to saturate ourselves with what is here. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, virtue, think on these things. So if every day, young people, the very first thing you click on is your iPods and your devices and you're taking in stuff that is just, you know, not good, well, you know who's going to be running the show all day? That old man, that old nature. If I am given to taking in the music and the movies and the standards and the way and the walk of the world, Psalm 1, don't walk, don't sit in the way of the sinful and the scornful, right? This is what is going to dominate my life. You know why? Doesn't take much to activate the old man. Yeah. I really have to be, and that's why the scriptures here, likewise reckon, counted as such, yourselves to be dead. Every day, Paul says, look, I die daily. Every day I got to say, you know what, Tony? That old nature is dead. And I've got to say, but I'm alive unto God. Okay? Verse 12, let not sin reign. Reigning means that there is a monarch, a king, that is ruling your life every moment of the day. And you've got to, and I've got to come to the point that I've got to examine myself, okay? We can be theoretical all we want. But you and I have got to slow down. We've got to get off of this rat race where every second of the day I'm on my phone, I'm on this, I'm texting. And I've got to stop and say, you know what? Am I living? Is the old man active in my life? And what are the things that are feeding him and giving him control in my life? Don't worry about that brother and that sister there. The Lord is going to help them if they have that desire. But I want to live unto God. Let not sin reign, in your mortal bodies, that you should obey its lusts. Stop yielding or giving over your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Brother Chuck pointed this out to us. Where do you allow your feet to take you, young people? Are they bringing you to the meetings? Are they taking you in prayer? Are they bringing you with other Christian young people of common faith? Or am I finding myself and my feet taking me with associations and things that are not of the Lord? How can I then yield myself unto God if I'm yielding my members to these other things? I think we have got to really slow it down, because we can bring all of the verses that we know. But if we're going to make it real to you, to me, I have to examine, is the old man yet alive? Is he in control? And if he is, we have to say, Lord, I've got to, by the help and the power of the Spirit of God that is in me, help me to arrest him and give my life over to God.
Our time is gone, but I want to leave us with a thought. I always like to see us end a Bible study on a mountaintop.
Amen.
We don't want to end in a valley. How many people here would hold your hand up and say, I believe that the Spirit of God through Romans would ask me to do something that he knows I can't do? Does anybody believe that God would do that?
No.
Don't believe that he would?
No.
So I come face to face with these words. Neither yield ye your members. What does he expect me to do? To not yield them. And he's given me the means to be able to not do so. He says, I've not been left in that vacuum where I'm right in the middle. No. He says, instead of not yielding your members, he says, I want you to yield yourselves unto God.
Amen.
As those... what a wonderful thing. The one that went into death is the one we sang of a moment ago. Risen with Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm now living for him. What does it say there? And your members as instruments of righteousness. Yeah. Who's in control of that instrument? The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He would use you and I for his glory.
Mm.
He would use us for his honor. He would want us to live here. So verses 1 to 10 gave me the teaching. These verses give me how to live them out on a regular basis. If you leave here with questions today on this, my first suggestion, get on your knees. Say, Lord, show me how I can carry this out. Because if you don't, you're going to find the old man is going to be victorious. And you're going to see other Christians, and they're having victories. They're having success. They're experiencing the Lord's guiding and leading in their lives. And you're over on another track, and you're experiencing difficulties that come from the flesh. May the Lord help you.
Amen.
If, you know, it's a good discussion to have in your rooms tonight. You know, this is it. Look at these things. Talk. But when you're talking, open the Bible.
Yeah.
Open the scripture when you're talking about the how and the why. Because this is not for us mentally to come to conclusions on from ourselves, but our conclusions come from the authoritative Word of God. So I know our time is gone. If